我们的心。
Let's learn a few passages before our prayer to prepare our heart.
请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Book of Luke.
路加福音的是一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音是一章。
Luke chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
在第十节主耶稣说，祈求就得着，寻找就寻见，叩门就给他开门。
In verse 10, Jesus said, For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
我们常常用这个来勉励我们对神祷告要有信心。
We often use this verse to encourage people that we must have faith when we pray.
那到底要祷告什么？
So what shall we pray for?
结果主耶稣在这一段圣经最后是说天父要给圣灵给求他的人。
And so in the last verse of this passage, Jesus said that Heavenly Father will give Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
那在十三节的前面，我们虽然不好，知道拿好东西给儿女。
So in the beginning of sentence here, it says that even you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
做父亲的总是希望把最好的给自己的儿女。
Now, as a father, we always want to give out the best we have to our children.
那天父当然也愿意把最好的给我们。
And our Heavenly Father likewise will give the best to His children.
那我们从神求最好的是什么？
So what is the best that we can ask for from our Father?
将圣灵赐给求他的人。
He says that give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
所以这个就很明显告诉我们圣灵要求。
So it's very clearly said here that Holy Spirit need to be asked.
不是说洗礼完自然就有了。
It's not that when after you receive the baptism, you will automatically receive.
这是我们教会的共信之道。圣灵是洗礼以后，照着应许祈求神赐给我们。
This is our church's basic belief that after receiving baptism, we must pray and to receive this promised Holy Spirit.
那圣灵是宝贝，是真耶稣教会的宝贝。
The Holy Spirit is a treasure, treasure of the true church.
因为这是跟着圣灵来的，跟着真理来的。
And Holy Spirit come with the truth.
所以很多人到教会来慕道，一得到圣灵，什么都明白了。
So many people come to church to seek the truth. Once they receive the Holy Spirit, they understand the truth.
这是关键。
And this is the key.
圣灵就是神的灵，就是神本身。
And Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, is God Himself.
得圣灵就是神的内住，神的同在。
So receiving Holy Spirit is receiving the actual God's abidance.
所以我们从慕道的第一天开始，我们都一直鼓励每一个到神面前来要求圣灵。
So from the first day of the truth seeker, when they come to seek the truth, we always encourage them to pray for the Holy Spirit.
因为这是最宝贵的恩典。
Because this is the most precious grace.
也只有在真耶稣教会，我们才能够体会这很纯正真理的圣灵。
And you can only experience this in the true Jesus Church with this precious Holy Spirit that's according to the truth.
感谢主，这几天的布道会、灵恩会都有好几位得圣灵。
I thank God. These past few days, we have few that have received Holy Spirit.
这证明神听我们的祷告。
This proves that God hears our prayer.
那我们要为还没有得圣灵的祈祷。
We need to continue to pray for those who have not received Holy Spirit.
让他们能够来得圣灵。
So that they can also receive Holy Spirit.
来得最宝贵的福气。
To receive the most precious blessing.
这是我们祷告会要求什么第一个目标。
So this is what we need to ask for in our prayer session.
目标很清楚我们就祷告会很迫切。
And once we have this clear goal, then we can really concentrate and focus in our prayer.
那第二个我们要求什么？
Secondly, what should we ask for?
首先我们来看圣经告诉我们信主以后到底我们目标要追求什么。
Let's look at after believing Christ, what are the goals that we should set for ourselves?
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第三节第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. 3.As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
如果我们, 花一段时间, 跟世界上人在一起,
so would we ever spend some time to be associated with people in this world?
2个小时, 3个小时, 4个小时,
maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, or even 4 hours.
我们会发现他们在谈什么?
We will discover the subject of their conversation.
都是地上的事情。
It's all about the matter of this world, the affair of this world.
但是如果我们跟 在信仰上有在追求，有在虔诚上在操练自己的人，你们跟他谈一段时间，你会发现内容有很大的不同。
But if we ever spend time on people who pursue the heavenly matters, those who discipline, who pursue spiritually, we find that the subject of their conversation are very different.
因为信仰跟生活是分不开的。
Because faith cannot be separate from our lives.
道成肉身。
When the Word become flesh,
就是神成为人,
it's that when God become a human.
主耶稣在世界上把神的道, 把神的爱, 把神的公义, 活出来。
It's Jesus who manifests the righteousness, the love, the doctrine, the truth of God in this world.
耶稣就是我们的榜样。
And Lord Jesus is our example.
所以信仰跟生活分不开。
Therefore, faith cannot be separate from lives.
那当我们在讨论生活的琐事,
Whenever we are discussing the matter of, this, of our daily lives,
我一定会提到第三节讲的生命跟敬虔的事。
So whenever we will always talk about the virtue, the matter of the life,
第三节第一句话,
on the verse 3, all things pertain to life and godliness.
Yeah, yeah. 这个一定会提到。
We will always mention this.
所以这个信仰的可贵就是 我们可以谈到很多神的事情、灵性的事情、天上的事情。
So the preciousness of our faith is that we can talk a lot about the godly matters, the holy matters.
那这样让我们的心会净化。
So it will calm our spirit, our mind down.
让我们的心会越来越靠近神。
It will draw our heart closer to God.
那这个叫做得到造就。
So that we can be edified.
那接下去第四节他说 神给我们又宝贵又极大的应许。
Now in verse 4 continue to say that He has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises.
我们在刚信主的时候都一直想神给我最宝贵的就是健康。
When we just believe, many of us think that the most precious we can receive from God is health.
事业顺利。
To have a wonderful career.
或者赚很多钱, 每次我可以来见证我, 神多爱我。
Or to make a lot of money, so every time we come to testify, we can testify that how much blessing we receive from God.
这个都是神的恩典啊。
All these are blessings of God.
但是又宝贵又极大的应许是什么?
But what is the exceedingly great and precious promises?
就是跟神的性情有份。
Is to be a partaker of God's nature.
这个就是我们信仰追求的中心。
This is the important part of our pursuit of our God.
跟神的性情有份。
To have part of God's divine nature.
人有人性。
Men have a man's nature.
神有神性。
God has his own divine nature.
动物有动物的性。
An animal has his nature.
都不一样。
They are all different.
但是人性犯罪以后已经被罪性所控制。
Once men commit sin, they have been taken over by their sinful nature.
对，虽然人有良心,
so even man has conscience.
我们知道善做不来。
We know what's good, but we cannot do it.
因为有罪性。
Because we have the sinful nature.
我们知道什么不好。
We know what's wrong.
一直去做。
We continue to do them.
因为罪性在控制我们。
Because sinful nature has taken control of us.
所以不是人没有理想。
It's not that we don't have an ideal.
是人的本身内在缺乏一个足够的这种资源来改变自己。
It's our inner self that lacks a sufficient momentum and power to change ourselves.
那怎么办?
So what do we do?
那不是没有希望吗?
Is that we are without hope?
所以圣经才说, 如果豹能够改变它的斑点, 古时人能够改变它的皮肤, 你们就可以改变自己。
So the Bible says if a leopard can change his spot, if an Ethiopian can change their color, then you can change yourself.
这个表示很难啊。
But that means it's very difficult.
那怎么办?
So what do we do?
这里说神给我们应许。 这是应许。
So C.S. says that God gives us the precious promises,
能够跟神的性情有份
，so that we can be the partakers of God's divine nature.
今天神的性情就借着他的圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
Today God's nature pour upon us through the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵充满，神的性情就浇灌在我们里面。
The Spirit of God fills us, and the Holy Spirit will fill us.
所以到底我们得圣灵以后要做什么？
So after we receive Holy Spirit, what should we do?
因为我们有时候常常强调得圣灵很重要，你就要得圣灵，你才能够进天国，这个都没有错。
We often emphasize that we need to receive Holy Spirit. Once you receive Holy Spirit, you can enter into heaven.
但是如果得圣灵只是说啊，为了进天国的凭据
，But if receiving Holy Spirit is a seal of entering the heavenly kingdom,
我祷告得圣灵了。
I pray I receive Holy Spirit.
天国的飞机票有了。
I have the plane ticket to the heavenly kingdom. I have the visa.
那我只要保守，不要让圣灵跑掉就好了。
I just need to preserve myself and not to let this Holy Spirit escape.
哦，但是还有一点很重要。
But there's one more thing that's very important.
就是要借着圣灵，让神性充满在我们里面。
It's through the help of Holy Spirit that God's divine nature fill in us.
那这就是追求圣灵的充满。
So this is what it means to pursue the fullness of Holy Spirit.
所以虽然我们这个安排表有讲啊，祷告几点到几点，几点到几点。
So even though in our the timetable it says there's a prayer from what time to what time.
所以有时候我们看到，哎，祷告会有都来参加，我没有问题啊。
And then we might say that I attend every prayer session, I should have no problem.
啊，因为大家这个集体的聚会，所以需要有一个时间表。
Because we have a group of people attending the service, so we must have a timetable.
才有一个次序。
So we have an order.
那我们来教会追求什么？
But when we come to church, what do we pursue?
追求圣灵充满。
We pursue the fullness of Holy Spirit.
圣经也没有讲说祷告15分钟、20分钟。
Bible did not tell us to pray for 15 or 20 minutes.
也没有说祷告一个小时。
Or did not even mention praying for 1 hour.
而如果找得到主耶稣的榜样，
If you can find an example set by Lord Jesus,
他有好几次整夜祷告。
There are many times we call that Lord Jesus pray all night.
而且，圣经里面有记载，主耶稣一大早就起来祷告。
And Bible also record that early in the morning, Lord Jesus get up and pray.
但是祷告多久，圣经没有记载。
But how long did he pray wasn't recorded in the Bible.
所以有时候我们现在讲祷告多久呢
？So now sometimes we ask, how long should we pray for?
有一个目标。
We have an objective.
被圣灵充满。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit.
祷告到被圣灵充满。
We pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个到底要多久呢
？So how long should we be?
如果每一天过祈祷的生活
，If we live a day of prayer,
可能这个时间就比较短。
Then this time, might be shorter.
但是如果我们礼拜一到礼拜五，有的信徒在家里都没有在祷告了。
But if we from Monday through Friday, some of us or some of believers don't pray at home.
除了三餐默祷之外，很少祷告。
Other than saying grace before the meal, they don't pray.
那我们礼拜六到教会里面就要分别时间了，自己祷告。
Then when it comes Saturday, we must set aside time to pray individually.
好像我们早上要鼓励大家十点十五到十点五十祷告，这个很宝贵啊。
For example, we encourage people to come in the early Saturday morning to pray from 10:15 to 10:50. This is very precious.
因为刚刚睡醒，头脑很清醒，我们来到教会，分别为圣，祷告，被圣灵充满。
Because you wake up, your mind is very clear. You set aside all the worldly matter. You separate yourself from the world and pray. This is very precious.
那有时候我们的 schedule 里面有安排一点到一点半祷告。
And sometimes we also have a prayer set aside from 1 to 1:30.
这是鼓励的了。
Of course, this is an encouragement.
但是有时候我们发现祷告人很少。
Sometimes we discover very few people come to join the noon prayer.
我们大家应该要把握中午时间的祷告。
We should all take hold of this precious opportunity.
如果我们早上赶不来
，if we cannot make it in the morning,
至少中午要参加一段时间祷告，目标被圣灵充满。
If we cannot make it in the morning, we should attend the noon prayer, and our goal is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们信徒之间在谈话
，sometimes we have a conversation with the members.
关心团契，这都是好的。
To care each other, to have fellowship, this is good.
如果我们信仰有相当的追求
，if we have certain pursuit in our lives,
我们有很多的见证，很多的感受，对道理很多的领悟，可以去分享给这些我们团契的人，让他得到造就。
If we have a testimony, we have a reflection, we have received something, and we have this fellowship to share with each other, and this is good.
但是如果我们没有这么大的功夫，有时候谈多的都是在谈，有时候谈对新娘没有造就
了。Sometimes, if we say too much, we found that our subject gradually drifted to worldly matters.
所以有时候我们比方说我们关心一个人有问题。
Sometimes we care about a person's faith, we talk to them.
除了用神的话造就他。
And besides using the words to help them.
下一步就是带他来祷告。
The next step would be to bring them to Christ to pray
for God. 让他直接跟神建立关系。
So that they can build a direct relationship with God.
他跟神被圣灵充满。
So that he can be filled by the Spirit of God.
神就会带领他。
And God will guide him personally.
所以我们要注重在教会里面，这是祷告的殿。
So we must emphasize that the Church of God, this is a church of prayer.
我们来教会一定要在神面前祈求圣灵充满。
This is the temple of prayer. So when we come to church, we must seek for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
那我们就自己的个性会信仰会一直在成长。
So our personality, our faith will gradually improve.
所以我们现在还有20分钟，我们一起来祷告。
So we have still have 20 minutes left. We'll go pray together.
我们欢迎诸位到前面来。
And we'll welcome everyone to come forward and pray together.
一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.